Stop jumping on me. Why are you doing that?
Having a bad dog day?
Rex, come back here.
From police dogs to pet dogs, from potty training to pet peeves, number one best-selling author and 30-year canine trainer Andy Falco knows how to get to the meat of what's eating your dog. This is Falco Canine Dog Talk,
the show that helps you and your dog create a relationship of love and respect.
What a good boy. Good heel, Rex. I love you, Rex.
And now here's your host, Andy Falco.
Thank you, Christopher, and yes, welcome to Falco Canine's Dog Talk. I cannot wait to get started. How do you like our new theme? We have a few surprises also that will be popping up from time to time. And one of the things that we have available now to all of you is a phone number that you can call and then give us any questions or statements or concerns you have about what it is that we're talking about on this podcast. So here you go.
Got a dog question you'd like answered on air? Call the K9 line at 714-798-9961. That's 714-798-9961. And now, back to Falco K9 Dog Talk.
All right, so at any time, you can call that number. And for right now, we have it set up so you can leave a message, and we'll play your recording live. So make sure and have a good, concise question or statement ready. Write it out first, possibly, but just in it. If you don't have time or you're driving your car, just go ahead and call it and let us know what it is that you want to ask me or maybe one of our experts that we interview. And then, like I said, if you have a statement or you want to let us know about something, feel free to do that also. So let's get into what it is we're going to talk about today. And today, what I wanted to talk about is the need for you to find the time to work with your dog. And this sounds more daunting than it actually should be. Now, I often tell people, you have to feed your dog, right? You have to give your dog water. Those are opportunities that obviously you can do something with your dog. You can have your dog sit at a specific spot while you go and fill the bowl up with food and then bring it back to the place where the dog normally eats. Sit it down. Make sure your dog stays in a sit or the down position. Have your dog look you in the eye. You can actually leave the room. There's all kinds of things you can do to do this type of training. This type of training is super important because if you can get your dog to do this during a time where they are probably their most desirous of not staying in a sit or staying in a down. Now, there are some dogs who really don't get a huge kick out of eating or actually drinking water. But there are many dogs that do. So a Labrador Retriever, for instance, is very often a type of dog who really likes to eat. And so this will be very, very important. And you can begin to go out of sight around the corner, come back and make sure your dog is in a down. Of course, you can't do that kind of stuff right off the bat. You have to work up to that. But those are times that you can do some really, really cool training. If your dog is in the house, there's other opportunities, like when the doorbell rings or when people are coming over to visit, that you can do some training while still engaging with the human being that's coming to visit, that type of stuff. Those are great opportunities. Now, we don't look at those as training sessions. We look at that as life with my dog. And that is exactly what it is. Anytime you are with your dog, whether it's in the backyard or inside the house or on your walks, those are times of training. And it doesn't need to be specifically, a moment of very strict, stringent, stressful, a stressful time with your dog. It is simply just part of life with your dog. And although we want you to be consistent, we want you to be black and white with your dog, we don't want you to be wishy-washy, these things and this desire to make sure that you are consistent and very black and white with your dog, it will become habits. So maybe in the beginning it seems like, oh man, I got to do this stuff, and you know, I can't believe Andy and his team, you know, make us do these things. In the beginning, it may seem like it's daunting and kind of stressful, but I'm telling you, if you stick with it and you try very, very hard to set yourself up for success, and don't necessarily maybe go for a walk when you're very stressed or you've had a bad day or you're fighting with your spouse or your children, you may want to go for a walk or spend time without your dog. But if you're in the right frame of mind and you have a goal in mind, these are perfect opportunities. Make sure you don't make an excuse every day not to go with your dog, that you've had a bad day or you've had an argument with somebody. And if you're the type of person who has lots of bad days and you argue with your family, then maybe you don't need a dog. And maybe you should, maybe think of some other stuff like counseling or things like that. But your dog, time with your dog should be fun, should be exciting, should be a time of getting away from those things that are causing you stress. Because really, there have been hundreds of studies done by universities about how dogs can actually lower blood pressure, can actually reduce stress in a person's life. Now, if your dog on your walk is trying to eat the little kid on the skateboard or chase the squirrels and pulling you down onto your face, maybe those aren't times of stress-free time with your dog, but we want to get there. And the only way to get there is to take the time to work with your dog and building up to those situations where your dog is at its peak of desire to run, to pull, to jump. Maybe those times where the dog can actually become aggressive. You want to work up to those moments. So start slow, have a plan, be black and white with your dog, be consistent, and use the tools that are going to actually get the job done. And that, of course, does not mean anything harsh or that will harm the dog or harm you or your relationship between your dog. Again, the goal in the end is to create a loving and respectful life with your dog. You want to turn that love-hate relationship into a love-respect relationship with your dog. All right, I hope this was helpful. I hope you really enjoyed our new intro. We have a great outro. Make sure and take note of the websites that we're going to give you at the end so you can learn more about what it is that we do. And there's plenty of instructions on what I just spoke of. All right. So have a great day, and we will see you at the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your dog? Learn how to change that into a relationship of love and respect with help from Falco Canine Academy.
Get your free training report at falcocanineacademy.com.
Thanks for listening to Falco Canine Dog Talk,
the show that helps you and your dog create a relationship of love and respect.
If you like what you just heard, we hope you'll pass along our web address at www.falcocanineacademy.com.
And like our Facebook page at facebook.com/Falco Canine Academy.
Follow us on twitter.com/Falco Canine Academy.
And subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/Falco143.
And remember, if you've got questions for Andy, call the K9 line at 714-798-9961. That's 714-798-9961.
This is a production of Falco Enterprises Incorporated. All rights reserved.